Begin the Gemara Daf Masech the Shabbos Daf Kofei begin on the base. Begin with the Masech that begins with the Gemara Hakol Chotzen Lav. Everyone does the bearing of the shoulder for that individual. Which I'm going to explain that it's even talking about Talmud Chacham that's not his Rebbe. Because the Gemara brought a Braisa that says a Chacham that dies, everyone's his relatives. What they mean to say, everyone's like his relatives. That Hakol Chotzen Lav Hakol Mavan Lav Beruchabu. Says Tais Under Rashi, the Rashi says that Fila in the Rabbi. It's even if he's not his own specific teacher, Chayiv is still Chayiv. To do this bearing of the shoulder. Did you think we said that it's his teacher that died? A sage that died, even if it's not his own teacher. But then Tais is bothered. This is his end of Eilim. The Rabbi Karla, the Ugava Rabbi, went and teared a garment for that person. The Azbrei Zuhamalisterin that taught him the halacha of the spoon that has the foam, which he taught him one Mishnah. So he considered him like his Rebbe. So he did Kriya. Now it sounds like if not, he wouldn't do Kriya. But what do we mean? Didn't we say over here that any Chacham that dies, everyone has to do Kriya? Tais explains that it wasn't just a regular Kriya that Rebbe did. He did a tear that cannot be hemmed back again. Which he did in Talmud Rav, which is a special halacha that a student has to teach. That's what's unique over there. But you're right, a regular Chacham, everyone has to do, even if he would not have taught him anything, it just wouldn't have to be a tear that cannot be mended back together. Kachinak says, Master begins the words of Gemara, the time of Linda Bryce, and Shimla Zaymi, he says, oh, even I'll mess, but hold up, if someone's just standing there by a dead person, so then he has to do Kriya, which the Gemara had rejected that he's not a Chacham, he's not an Odim Kasher, and still was saying that, but if you're there at the time you teach the Shalom, you have to do Kriya. So it takes a Master of the Shas, obviously the Gemara understood the Maya Philippe in the Kasher, even if the person is not an upstanding person, still were asking that if he's there by the teach the Shalom, he would have to do Kriya. Kachinak says, the Master begins the words of Gemara, Har Behuda Bar Bishimim. One is Rabbi Huda, one is Rabbi Shimon. Tais explains that this answer, the Gemara, that it's actually only going back to the previous Gemara's question of if you're tearing out of anger, if that's considered a chiyuv for Shabbos or not. That's because we learned in the Mishnah two halachas. Someone tears on Shabbos a garment out of anger and on his dead person, then he's going to be patur. So the Gemara asks, I would learn by saying Michayiv. So the Gemara answered regarding the halacha of Mesai. That Amish is talking about that he's not his relative. The Rebbe is talking about that he is a relative, that he has the chiv to do it. Then the Gemara says, okay, but what's with the contradiction regarding anger? So the Gemara says, it's not difficult. The Rebbe is talking about like a Yehuda holds a Malchus Shem Zuch Leguva Yechayit, and this is a Malchus Shem Zuch Leguva. And the Mishnah is like Rebbe Shimon holds a Malchus Shem Zuch Leguva is Pata. Now, Pesach B'Kohen's Rashi explains, the Baha'i Shinuyin Amishani, this answer that the Gemara is giving, once we're already introducing that it's a Malchus Shem Zuch Leguva, is also answering like Kasha Mesa Mesa. Now we don't have a difficulty why our Mishnah says Mesa Yipater and the Rebbe says Gimichai. Because our Mishnah is like Reb Shimon and holds Gimichai Pater Melochshin and Sechel Gufa. And the Rebbe says like Reb Yehuda. Now, so then Taisa says, but Odulay Kame Elos, and why doesn't the Gemara say Eloh, which sounds like as if we are retracting the first answer we gave, we're giving a different answer. If you're saying that now, even the first question is being answered by a different concept. Because in the first answer, we didn't mention the name of an Amora in that answer. And it's not normal for the Gemara to say Elo, only if it's retracting from something that a previous Amora had said. That's according to Rashi. But it says, for Kashli, it's difficult to read. Because obviously, both the Braisa and the Mishnah are talking about his dead person. And not just a regular dead person. Like we learned in the Braisa previously, the Yotzi, the Kriya, that you can fulfill your obligation of Kriya, which you're doing on the dead person, which you have to do on him. For the fact that the Braisa is talking about such a case, our Mishnah obviously is also talking about such a case. And the tearing on the dead person that you have to do Kriya, that's where Machlik is reading from Shimon. Problem is, if that's the case, it's difficult. Why would Shimon say you're part in the Mishnah? Because of Kriya's Melachashin Tzuch Legufa. But in such a case, have the Melachashin Tzuch Legufa, but Kimishi Tzarech Mitzvah, but since it's a tzarech of a mitzvah, can muchli come on? Like it's obvious later on, like we bring regarding mila, that if someone does a mocha that's for a mitzvah purpose, it's not considered ein tzarech legufa. It's considered tzarech legufa because it's for a mitzvah purpose of doing for kriya. So in the other way, it seems to be delay matar to l'chamasa chamasa. Actually, no. This was saying this is Reb Shimon. This Reb Yehuda is only going on the halacha of if you're tearing out of anger. Abam loyse leply right regarding his dead person. There's no actual machlekes. The Bemesta Alma part to the Mekalkal. Regarding a regular person, everyone agrees that you part because it's considered Mekalkal. Well, Bemesti Day, Nika Mitzvah, and regarding his own dead person at the Mitzvah, Chash Mesach is actually considered fixing because you're fulfilling the Mitzvah. Now, Avagav the Kaman Mashma Tez, although it's Mashma, it sounds like later on. The Tzarech Mitzvah, Chash Mishim, actually for a Mitzvah purpose, actually, Mishim does not consider that as a constructive act because the Yolz Mimilav Avaras Paskan, he learns out from the circumcision and from the burning of the daughter of the kain, the mekalkel bechabur ba'avar chayv, that when you're doing a destructive act by a wound, end of a fire, you're going to be chayv. Obviously, you consider that as mekalkel, even though you're filling a mitzvah. So it says that's not difficult, because hasa mekalkel lagami, that's totally a destructive act. She'en etzarech acha, there's no constructive purpose for that act that you're doing. Elamash etzarech mitzvah, it's only the mitzvah of the burning of the bas kain and from the mitzvah of the milam. But there's no actual in the physical or financial, there's no other constructive element of it. But by the tearing of the mourner of his garment, it's not just the mitzvah that he's being misaken. It's also the garment now that he could use it because now it's torn. I can wear the old time where you only let it wear it if there's a tear. And also this mechimum. He also accomplished, besides that, that by tearing it, he got rid of the heat of the anger that he had inside of it. So that's what's considered misaken. And therefore, actually, Rav Shimon would agree to the concept that when the Tzarech Mitzvah and something else, as an Aron Mishnah, that it would be considered a tikkun. Well, moreover, Taisa points out, there's also the difference that Rabbeinu Tam brings later on, where the Hasam over there by Mila and the Havar of the Bas Kain, Hatikun Balim Saif. There, the reason why we don't Rav Shimon does not consider it as a tikkun is because the tikkun only comes at the end. Because when you're actually inflicting the wound of the Mila and you're burning the Bas Kain, that preparatory part is not really considered the mitzvah until you finish it. So therefore, he's not going to consider the act itself as tikkun, rather consider it as kilkul. At the time of the tear is when the tikkun is happening, because right when you start the tearing is you start to fulfill the mitzvah, which is the actual tearing itself, not the result, rather the actual tearing. So therefore, it's considered misakin, but the chash of kilkun is not considered a destructive act. And that's why someone that tears for a dead person considered misakin, they can be chayv that kriya because you fulfilled the mitzvah of kriya, and therefore, Tayyip says, no, you can't say that Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon is machlekes amesa too, because Tayyip actually in Lubaskan, it's not even the machlekes. Both agree that you can be chayv by mesing and be potter by mes down. Keturnex says, not so it begins, where's the Gemara? Loi tzricha. No, it's necessary to kavod lemirma emasa b'chulu, where it's done to instill fear on his family members, etc. Tayyip is going to explain that why didn't we then just say that the Mishnah is like a Yehuda? That is, like we said, the Mishnah had the contradiction, someone tears out of anger. So he said, okay, price is Rabbi Yehuda, so the Malachashin Zikul Gufa is going to be Chayiv, and Mishnah is the Potter, like Rabbi Shimon. So he's going to go, wait a second, when do we find Rabbi Yehuda saying that you can be Chayiv, Malachashin Zikul Gufa, that's only by Masakin, his Makalkal. So I'm not going to have an answer, no, it's Masakin, because you're coming, you're taking care of, you're displacing your anger. So the Gemara says, well, are you allowed to do that? On that, the Gemara says, no, he's not really getting angry. He's just making believe. He just wants the household members to be afraid of him. So then he's bothered. So wait a second. So hashna now that we explain that what the kitakari b'chamasai is where he's just doing it, that he outward show of anger. So I must look mitarvai could be Yehuda. So we could have explained the Mishnah and the Brisa, so both like the same opinion that of Yehuda. And the Brisa is such a case of tikkun because you're not really getting angry. And umasnit loyav the mirma emosa. And the Mishnah is not too much where you're just doing it to make believe as if you're actually getting angry, where it's makalka, the Riyapata. And that would be better because the Balabach and Makwin Lakaman, because anyways later on we explained the Allah of the Mishnah that says all makalka and spaturin, he's the one who holds that when you're doing a destructive act regarding a wound, you're gonna be potter. So since anyways you have to explain part of the Mishnah Yehuda, why don't we say the whole Mishnah Yehuda and not only the Braisel? So Tayyip says, yes, but the Gemara preferred to explain the halacha of the Mishnah also that's talking about where he was just doing an outward show of anger, which is misakin, and still will come to tell you that you're going to be potter, and it's not just talking about that you're just tearing out of anger in general, because it would be talking about, like the way we were just proposing in the question, to say that he's just tearing out of anger, and then pshita the potter, obviously be potter, because that's a destructive act. What would the Mishnah be telling us? So therefore, the Gemara preferred to say that actually the Mishnah is like Rabbi Shimon. As Toma, when you are actually doing a tikkun in that you just want to scare off the family members, not really getting angry, not really out of control, like doing every desire, but still you be potter because of Malachas Yitzchak Legufa. And it's not like Rabbi Yehuda who holds that by this other case, because again, if it was like Rabbi Yehuda, that would be a pashta halacha. But again, actually Rabbi Yehuda holds as Yochayiv if you're doing for the constructive purpose of Lamimi, Emosa in Shebesi. Kshinik says, not since begins the Gemara, Shadrogish Alein Ahar Bechulu, that he quaked the mountain on them. Chayes explains, where do we know this one? That is, the Gemara brought a teaching that Rebbe is lazy in the eulogy of a sage. It's fit to be buried alive. As it says, that they buried him, the Yeshua, Mitzvain Lahar Gosh, Which, what does that gosh mean? That the mountain quaked on them to kill them. Tezbada, where do you see anywhere that they were lazy with eulogizing Yeshua to say that that's why the mountain wanted to crush them? So it says, because we don't find that it says regarding the eulogy of Yeshua, that they cried on 30 days, like we find Moshe Aaron that it does say that. Often the fact that it doesn't say that's obviously because they weren't so proficient in eulogizing him, and that's why the mountain was quaking on them to kill them. Adkan Tezishant, Rashal.